This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I started shooting the assaulter belt video today. I will hope to finish it tomorrow and get it up by tomorrow. And, well, that's a good thing. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Check them out. Now, listen. This Ammunition Depot special. If this works, and if we get some good response to this, I can probably get this to happen from time to time on a regular basis, and we could call it the Lock and Load Training Special or something. Good quality ammo to go training with at 25 cents a round for 5.56. The special is 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tip products at Ammunition Depot, plus a $5 per round rebate that comes with each quantity that you buy on this right now. This is something that Federal, and I think Federal's got it going on. So that's automatic. That takes it down to 25 cents a round, $250 a case. They have cases. I mean, if you want to buy 2,000 or 4,000 or whatever it is you want to buy, or you want to go in on one with somebody. They've got all the quantities available to you. That's today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday till midnight. AmmunitionDepot.com. Show notes will be right. All the links and the promo code is Lock and Load or Lock and Load. Go get some ammo. Go train. I'm going to go train. Well, I'm going to go test this weekend. Then I'm going to have to. I can't order any of this because it's my promotion. But hey, I'll do the best I can, and I'll see if they'll extend that to me after I've done training and after the special is over. I'll see if they'll let me get some of it, but I can't get a hold of it right now. Now, I had Jason Coral on earlier this week, and he is a very well-regarded martial artist in the world of Jeet Kune Do and hand-to-hand combat. But most of you probably haven't ever heard of him, even though in the martial arts world he's quite well known. But most of you have heard of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and you've heard of the reason for knowing about that, and that is the Gracie family. And, I mean, if you've ever heard of the UFC, you've probably heard of it because of Royce Racing. Gracie, excuse me. In the early 1990s, he was a very dominant force in the octagon. He brought his family style of jiu-jitsu into the American mainstream. And it has become immensely popular around the world ever since. And in addition to hand-to-hand combat skills, he is also a fan of firearms and the Second Amendment. So he was interviewed by Shooting Illustrated. Their chief editor sat down with him to discuss his career, his love of freedom, and his interest in guns. He was asked how he got interested in it. He grew up in Brazil. His dad had a few guns on their farm, but it's part of martial arts. And he says, you know, in the martial arts, it's not so much about empty hands, because there's a lot of weapons that are part of it, too. Always looking to extend the range of the attack. So he looks at guns as part of the martial arts culture, which I do, too. When he became naturalized, he was blown away by the freedom here in the United States. In the early days when they got here, they had a friend who would take them to the range, and they would shoot 100 rounds through a 45 ACP 1911. They wanted to make the bullseye disappear, and he got the shooting bug. And he realizes that shooting is an art. You need to know what you're doing. You need to know how to be safe. You need to recognize the skill needed. It's a lot like martial arts for him that way. So then he's asked, why is somebody so skilled in unarmed self-defense feel the need to own firearms? This is the point that everybody needs to understand about hand-to-hand combat. If there's more than one person, this is not some choreographed, scripted thing. What if there's more than one person? What if the adversary you're facing is armed? If it's just one guy who's not armed, well, okay, maybe, all right, let's go for that. But what if he pulls a gun? What if there's more than one attacker and they have knives? What happens if there's a terrorist attack? Racy has a mentality that he's going to try to stop an attack no matter what, but if he's got a gun, it would be suicidal if he is not armed in turn. So, and if a criminal is attacking other people, it's not always feasible for even someone with that kind of hand-to-hand skill to stop that attack without a firearm. Attackers aren't there to have a fair fight. They launch surprise assaults. They try to take you out, to get your family or your property. This is not the same thing as being in an octagon. There's no referee. And if he pulls a weapon, he's not just trying to fight, he's trying to kill. And at that point, you'd be crazy to try to go hand-to-hand. In Brazil, he talked about gun ownership in Brazil. Brazil has never had the degree of freedom that we enjoy here in the United States, but there you used to be able to buy some guns, and there were restrictions, but there were shops and you could go to. Then essentially they banned civilian ownership of guns in what they said was an effort to fight crime, and that resulted in the criminals arming themselves to the teeth. They had RPGs and fully automatic weapons, and they get it from corrupt officials. Violence got out of control after that. It was like the law switched to protect the bad guys. So at the same time they disarmed law-abiding citizens, they made life easier for the criminals. The murder rate went through the roof. In jail, it's so bad the prisoners in jail get better food than the police. The main reason that anybody goes into any martial art is to gain confidence by learning a skill, and they may have had something happen to them or see a situation they didn't know how to react to, and that stays with them. They don't go right away to learn about self-defense, but that thought stays filed away. Then one day, they say, hey, I'm learning this martial art. Let's go check it out. Then they go to classes and start to get the hang of it. And it's a lot of the same reasons why people buy a gun for the first time. People realize they're vulnerable, but it often takes a while. It's not like they can see a fight and say, I need to learn a martial art. But a while later, that thought comes to the front, and they sign up for a class. So it comes down to building a skill set that helps you with your confidence. Parents sign their kids up for the same reason, for the confidence that can come from the discipline that a martial art would provide. And Gracie has gotten away from the competition end of it. He teaches purely self-defense. He believes that martial arts were made to defend yourself. Same reason guns were made. He thinks that competition can ruin a martial art, and he teaches how to defend yourself in a street fight situation. Why would you buy a gun? He doesn't see the same sort of competition-oriented craze that is in the martial arts where there's everybody's going. As a matter of fact, in the gun world, I think there's more people carrying guns for self-defense than for competition. But he likes the fact that the gun culture is mainly about self-defense. You may segue into competition to help hone some skills, but when your basis is based upon self-defense, he believes that you are achieving martial artist status. I find that all really, really interesting. I think that is some good stuff. The martial arts are good. They're excellent as far as learning breath control and steady hold and everything else. It translates really well into the handgun part of it. But martial artists recognize that not everything in life is scripted, and sometimes you may need to actually have something that fires bullets. So, good to have somebody like him on our side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have started the review of the Assaulter belt, which is way overdue. It is way overdue, and I should have done it a long time ago. But that's coming. That should be up by sometime tomorrow. G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Check them out. And for those of you that want to train, I know I advocate about training, but I never get out there, and I've never brought you anything like this before. And this is something that Ammunition Depot came up with just for you. For those of you that want to train with your 5.56 caliber rifle, I have this special for you all week, the remainder of this week, all weekend, and Monday till midnight with promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load. 10% off all of Federal American Eagle XM 855 green tip product. And you will also get built into this a 5 cent per round rebate, which will take your total cost per round down to 25 cents, which takes your total cost per case to $250 off of $400. You could nearly buy two cases for the same price as one.
Yeah.
You know, free shipping on anything over $200, that saves you a lot of money too. AmmunitionDepot.com as well. Now then, yes, we are a republic, but we also have democratic rules and norms and traditions. And it's really too bad the Democratic Party doesn't believe in that. Case in point, they have a very bizarre embrace of illegal aliens. They seem to think that foreigners who violate our laws have a greater right to determine what will be America's laws than actual Americans. Because that's their argument when they whine because some illegal is getting shipped back to his third world hellhole of origin. They think that just because some uninvited, unwanted, unlegal trespasser, we're not supposed to call him illegal, right, has been violating our laws for some exceptionally long period of time, that makes his offense less offensive. So that's like saying getting slugged in the gut once is a no-no, but being pounded in the pancreas a couple dozen times is cool. We express what we wanted through our representatives. Remember that I'm just a bill cartoon? We didn't want people who didn't invite to be in. And apparently what we want and what our elective representatives enacted into law, the president signed, doesn't count because of the people who blew off our laws, who disrespected us in our country by sneaking in. They want something else, and the Democrats side with them against us. Nice. They should be open about it and run on it. Here's a slogan for 2018. The Democrats, what you want doesn't matter. What the guy who snuck in here from Guatemala wants does. That's certainly catchier than a better deal. Or maybe they could go with the New Deal 2, the revenge. Are you wondering why the congressional numbers for the Democrats out in the red states isn't rising? They're pumping up urban polls from 60 to 80%, but outside the dysfunctional blue cities, there's no dice. There's no wave coming, and no money. Not so for the GOP, which is raking it in, despite their legislative version of disability to perform anything man-wise, you know. Maybe their utter contempt for the idea that Democrats, that normal Americans have a right to participate in their own governance, has something to do with that. It's clear they don't like our laws on immigration, but they are our laws. And these are laws made under our Constitution through the people we elected. And if you don't like them, the remedy is to convince enough representatives to change them. But that's all hard and inconvenient. So the Democrats' answer is just to ignore the laws and us. Because after all, we are all deplorable, regular, hardworking, religious, patriotic people whose number one focus is not ensuring men pretending to be women can lurk in teen girls' locker rooms, should have no say, the Democrats tell us. No, the people who built this country, defended it, and make it run are the biggest problem. They really ought to change their name. Right now it's sort of false advertising. How about the dictatorcrats? Because that's what they want to do. Dictate to us. When they can't get the votes to change a law, they just change it anyway by not enforcing it, and that's bad. Because what makes the constitutional system work is that the losing side accepts the loss and complies with the duly enacted law. But if one side chooses not to honor this principle, then that side can't ever lose, and that's a problem. And the designated perpetual loser is eventually going to get woke, and then you end up with President Trump. And I so hope a Senator Kid Rock. Democrats, how's that working out for you? You were all excited about pens and phones, but hey, look who's dialing and scribbling now. And I warned you that the rules would be on the other side one day. We're fussy about that whole democracy thing again. And I know we're a republic as opposed to a people's republic, but you know what I mean. We're not going to tolerate being disenfranchised. So much for everything that's gone wrong for you lately has been because you simply ignore the desires of a large bunch of citizens in order to impose your will. And there are consequences for that. You want to know why you got Trump? This is why you got Trump. He was the only nominee not telling normal Americans you're stupid, so shut up and do what you're told. And the left doesn't see anything wrong with that. They do think you're stupid. They think that you should shut up and let them tell you what to do. This arrogance is a result of the false premise undermining that elite class, or underpinning it, rather. That false premise is that the prestigious educational credentials that confer elite status also confer confidence, and that's not true. Basically, a 17-year-old applies, gets accepted to the right college, and this itself is a sufficient achievement to enroll them in the elite. They don't have to actually do anything once they are accepted because no one fails to graduate from the Harvards or Yales. Unless he chooses to drop out, or unless he's a male who gets jammed up by a kangaroo court because he broke up with some bitter chick who then carries a mattress around because of patriarchy or something. So if you get into an Ivy League school and then you start school at 18, then you're set. You're part of the elite and everyone else should bow down and acknowledge that you are awesome. They imagine they attain their lofty positions as a result of their successful performance within a strict meritocracy and that their cultural power is not just the result of their efforts but of their innate moral goodness. But here's the thing about the meritocracy. Is it really so much for us to expect that those occupying the heights start showing some merit? This raises the question, who the hell has been in charge while all these crises have been percolating, you know? Regular Americans didn't give us Obamacare. They didn't give us Wall Street's pillaging of the middle class. That was the elites that did that. We're tired of it. We're tired of it. You should pay attention to that part of it, too. That's very important, that being tired of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, if you only knew what goes on behind the scenes. In the unending drama that is live radio. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Everything just froze over here. Couldn't even tell, could you, Jason? I just handled that like I did, like a cool cucumber. Yeah, man, I just dealt with that. I just sat here for a moment and panicked quietly, and then I popped everything back up. Hey. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that cannot be beat. Let me take a real quick moment, if I may. I want to welcome to the fold in the affiliate family of Lock and Load. Let's see. KBWM 970 AM and KDJI 1270 AM out of Holbrook and Sholo, Arizona, respectively. What's up? You are all ninjas now. Lock and Load ninjas. And as such, you of course have you've earned the right to this special, to go train. They're out there in Arizona. Ammunition Depot, today, tomorrow, all weekend, and Monday till midnight. Promo code Lock and Load, or Lock and Load. It'll all be in the show notes on the podcast part of it. You can get 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM 855 Green Tip products. In addition to a built-in five cent per round mail-in rebate, which will take your overall cost per round down to 25 cents. And I looked around today and nobody's selling it that cheap. And when I said nobody's selling it that cheap, I meant nobody's selling it that cheap. We looked around today. I got a little bit of help from Jason Mila. And we looked around and nobody's selling it that cheap. The closest person to it is 8 cents a round higher. That is the best deal on 556 for the next 5.5 days. And you can get it all with promo code Lock and Load at ammunitiondepot.com. All of that will be in the show notes, though. That'll all be there. Now then, let me first say this. If John McCain has cancer, I wish him Godspeed in his recovery. And I think he should quit right now. Because he has become the Democrats' favorite Republican. And there's polling from Quinnipiac to prove that. The Arizona senator was one of three senators, he, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, being the other two who blocked the so-called skinny repeal last week. And I'll give a few props. On face value, that was a bad bill, not a good one at all. And even though the House Republicans agreed to send it to conference, if it passed, then that's all over now. With McCain being pegged as the Republican who could stop the bill last Friday, the leftist outlets were quite awful in their coverage of someone who'd recently been diagnosed with brain cancer. There are a lot of, I don't want to hear another word about McCain unless he does something good or dies commentaries coming from the left leading up to the vote. And he eventually votes no, and now he's some hero, which brings us to the poll. Coming via the Hill, nearly 3 in 4 Democrats, 74%, hold a favorable opinion of McCain, while only 39% of Republicans have a favorable view of the GOP senator, according to a Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday. 49% of Republicans hold an unfavorable view of the Arizona lawmaker, while 18% of Democrats have an unfavorable opinion, according to the poll. Twice as many independents view him positively than negatively, 60-28. Overall, 57% of voters have a favorable view of the senator, while 32% hold an unfavorable view. It was conducted July 27th through August 1st, mostly after McCain joined two fellow Republican senators in rejecting a pared-down skinny Obamacare repeal bill last Friday. So is the Maverick back? I hope he beats cancer. And I hope he makes a strong recovery. Politically, he's facing a lot of Republicans who, quite frankly, have had enough of him. Though there doesn't appear to be a hoping for death caucus like there is on the left. And this irony of this whole saga is that the man who campaigned against Obama's health care agenda in 2008 voted to save it. In Arizona, premiums are projected to spike 116% this year. The GOP has yet to come through on their promise of repeal and replace. McCain wants to return to regular order to fix this, working together on a new bill. Republicans working with Democrats is not what was promised to conservatives concerning Obamacare. They did not vote Republican in 2010, 2014, and 2016 for them to work with Democrats to keep the law intact and make tweaks to it. It's been a decade of you promising repeal, and now there's no turning back. And you really need to remember that, GOP. By regular order, I think what he's referring to is the old compromise strategy, which is always present in these political deals. Always. And, hey. That's fine, but this is a man who ran for the presidency, who failed to win it, primarily because he did not do what Donald Trump did, which Donald Trump talked about what he was going to do, and he talked about how bad the other opponent was. McCain only talked about Obama. He didn't talk about what he was going to do. He had no energy whatsoever. I voted for him. For all of those that got out there and said, I held my nose and voted for Trump. Well, I was holding my whole head voting for McCain. And then I was holding the majority of my upper body voting for Romney. And Bob Dole, we don't even want to go there. Every time we run somebody, when it's their turn, they lose. Happened with Dole, it happened with McCain, it happened with Romney. Everybody that always has been sitting on the bench waiting for their turn, when it's finally their turn, they lose. John McCain and a Murkowski and Collins, you guys don't run the country. Too many people in the Senate believe they're the upper house. They believe that they are the thing that is happening the most, and that they make the decision for the country, that they know best for the country. And in doing so, they disregard constituents left, right, and center. And that's more than just a shame. It's stupid if you intend to remain in charge, which I would presume that's what you would want to do. Maybe I'm being a little too quaint here. I don't know. But what I do know is that you guys had better get it together. I've had my fill of McCain, Murkowski, Collins, Graham, Heller. What's the other guy's name? Flake. All of these guys. Portman. All these people that are out there that don't like the way Trump acts. You're missing the point. The way you guys act is a losing proposition. Nobody cares about your politeness or your decorum. That gets nobody anywhere. Figure it out. Or be, you know, I know you've already got that nice pension in place, but, you know, you should really figure that part of it out. Whoa. Load.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths on a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. I started shooting the Assaulter Belt review today, which has been long coming. But TacticalHolsters.com, and you need to go to AmmunitionDepot.com, where promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load, they'll both work. 10% off all Federal American Eagle XM 855 Green Tip products, plus a 5 cent per round mail-in rebate, and free shipping on orders over $200 after the discount, but not the rebate. You'll get that later. That's going to take your total cost down to 25 cents per round. That's the best deal that I can find in the United States today, and that's exclusive for you, for Lock and Load listeners. So, AmmunitionDepot.com. Go to, it's right there on the front page. Click on the XM 855 special right there at the top of the page. Take it there. Pick your package at checkout. Enter promo code Lock and Load or Lock and Load, and enjoy saving that money. Now, the startling 2016 election weakened the notion of tribal identity, rather than a shared American identity. And it may have begun a return to the old idea of the unhyphenated American. Many working-class voters left the Democratic Party and voted for a billionaire reality TV star because he promised jobs and economic growth first, had a new sense of united Americanism second, and an end to politically correct ethnic tribalism third. In the 19th century, huge influxes of Irish and German immigrants warred for influence and power against the existing American coastal establishment that traced its ancestry to England. And despite their ethnic chauvinism, those immigrant activist groups eventually became indistinguishable from their hosts. And then and now, the forces of assimilation, integration, and intermarriage make it hard to retain an ethic cachet beyond about two generations, at least without constant inflows of new and often poor fellow immigrants. The strained effort to champion the victimized tribe can turn sort of comical. In the 1960s, people still tried to buy Swedish-made Volvo automobiles and Electrolux vacuum cleaners if they came from Sweden. But it proved hopeless to cling to that fading Swedish heritage. For all the trendy talk of the salad bowl and the careerist rewards of hyping a multicultural ancestry, America still remains a melting pot of diverse races, ethnicities, and agendas. That alternative of adjudicating which particular group is more victimized and in greater need of government reparation is a hopeless task in a multiracial society, one that inevitably results in strife among the identity politics groups. Recent scholarly studies here and abroad have found that the aggressive effort to win government preferences for particular ethnic and religious minorities descends into competitive victimhood. That's the strangest phrase I've ever seen. In other words, they battle each other even more than they battle the majority. They want to be the biggest victim. Because who can calibrate necessary government set-asides and reparations for a century and a half of slavery for ill treatment of Native Americans and for descendants of victims of the Asian immigration exclusionary laws of segregation, of the unconstitutional repression of German citizens during World War I, and of Japanese American internment during World War II? In another paradox, immigrants came to and stayed in America because they saw it as preferable to their abandoned homeland. Romanticizing a forsaken culture that one has already decided offered less opportunity and security than America is sort of incoherent. And in the aftermath of the election, for all the shrill charges that Trump is a racist and a bigot and a nativist and a xenophobe, the identity politics industry is silently making some subtle concessions. The National Council of La Raza announced that it would wisely drop La Raza and change its name to the less politically correct Unidos U.S. The old La Raza dream of permanent victimized class of millions of Spanish-speaking citizens championed by ethnic elites on the basis of shared race is not going to win the Democrats' Electoral College nor prove sustainable as immigration policy returns to being measured, legal, and diverse. And despite denials, their activists could never escape the reality that Raza, at its Latin roots, testify, is an exclusionary racial term. Raza, a buzzword of the 1960s, actually had come into popular political usage 30 years earlier in Francisco Franco's fascist Spain. And as the chauvinistic idea of Raza and Benito Mussolini's dictatorship in Italy. Other changes are reflecting election realities. Now the Democratic Party, starting by the 2016 loss of its proverbial electoral blue wall of Midwestern states, is talking of a new agenda they dubbed the Better Deal. The obviously more inclusive message is that wounded Democrats want to unify their constituencies rather than continue with divisive racial, gender, and ethnic arguments to win back the suffering middle class. And the latest deal is designed to resonate the old populism of the New Deal, Harry Truman's Square Deal. 2020, Democratic candidates will probably certainly avoid stereotypical put-downs of clingers, irredeemables, and deplorables. These were post and past coded smears used by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton to define supposedly illiberal conservative working class voters who were written off as too ignorant to know what was good for them and certainly were no longer needed in the Democratic Party. But that's not going to work any longer, and they know that. Them is out and us is back in. We'll see how that plays, though. We'll see how well you remember things, shall we? Because this is the thing. They haven't changed the way they think. They're just changing the way they articulate it to you. They haven't changed anything about the way they think. Don't think that for a second. Nothing's going to change that. They are the elites. They think that they are smarter than us. They think they should run us. And therefore, they think they are better than us and more capable of leading us, telling us how to live. This is why they want single payer. Anybody think they want single payer because they don't want control? I would love to hear about it if you do, because that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. If you have to steal Papa John's slogan to try to get somewhere with your party, something is amiss. And there lies the problem. There's always going to be something amiss with them. They conflate. The reason I talk about all of this other stuff right now is because the template of their control mechanism has been exposed. And it's the same one they use in gun control. They're going to lie to you, give you a bunch of data. They're going to commission a bunch of studies that they pay to have the outcome guaranteed. They throw it out there as fact. They get out there and propose a whole bunch of laws that aren't going to do anything to help anybody. Just give them control and take control away from you. They want to take control away from you about your children. They want to take control from you about your life. They want to take control away from you about your money. They want to take control away from you about whether or not you can defend yourself with a weapon. They just want all control. That's why it's always been about control, total control. Guns are just one part of the equation. Hour number three is inbound. When we get back, we're going to go up against the cooler heads that think they know it all. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.